Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
His name is writ in the Hall of Fame. Morning, Dan. How are you?
Morning, Dan.
I'm doing fantastic, guys. Excited about this week, and I think it's going to be a really fun few days with the NFL draft.
How will the first pick go? This seems to be the key to the draft. Everyone's sort of assuming now that Kyler Murray is the first guy off the board. You talk to people, they think Quinnen Williams is the best player because they're worried about Nick Bosa's injuries, but he's obviously a pass rusher, so that's a big, high-quality position. Would it surprise you at this point if Murray wasn't the first pick?
Oh, I guess it would, you know, but I think you do have to take into account that there is a bust factor with Murray. I think there's also a chance that, you know, he's Patrick Mahomes or close to it. Whereas with Quinnen Williams and Nick Bosa, there is no miss factor. Those guys, you know, barring some kind of catastrophic injury or something that, you know, cannot be foreseen, they're going to be stars in the NFL probably for a very long period of time. Bosa is going to be a double-digit sack guy, I think, for, you know, maybe a decade every year. Quinnen Williams is going to be a great force, not only on the field but in the locker room, the kind of guy that you build a franchise around. So, you know, if you're picking second or third, and you're looking at one of those guys, you have to be really happy because you might be getting a game changer and a franchise changer. But, you know, with Murray, if you need a quarterback, how can you pass him by if you really believe that he can do some of the things that Mahomes did, that Baker Mayfield did, and you look at how the game is changing and the things that he brings that are special in that regard, and you just say you really can't afford to pass him up.
You can't. And I think, Dan, as I said yesterday, I think it's a bigger gamble for the Cardinals at this point not to take Kyler Murray than to take him, because all of the things you said are true and the risks are obvious. But they've already crossed that bridge philosophically. They did it when they hired a coach who was fired by his college team. When you hire Cliff Kingsbury, you pretty much have already said, we are rolling the dice in this franchise, and we've got to be in risk-taking mode. And I think taking Kyler Murray would be more consistent with that philosophy than taking a defensive lineman that everyone expects you to take.
Yeah, I agree, David. I mean, it's because of the path they're down already, right? I mean, we could go back and dissect this thing and say they shouldn't be on this path because they could have done something else. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, Bruce Arians retires. They hire Steve Wilks. They stay with him for 1 year, you know, and then they go out on a limb and hire Cliff Kingsbury. Well, you know, maybe they should have stuck with Steve Wilks. Or if they didn't, you know, if they weren't sure about him, maybe they shouldn't have hired him. You know, they drafted a quarterback last year in Josh Rosen. And now they're going back. This is what happens to bad franchises. They don't stay on a path. They go down one lane and then they decide they want another lane. Something else looks better, and that's how they end up in years of futility. And you know, we'll see if Cliff Kingsbury and perhaps Kyler Murray can dig them out of the hole that they've created for the last couple of years. But you know, they're in a bad place because of some bad decisions.
On Saturday, get exclusive access to your Chicago Bears at the Miller Lite Bears Draft Party at Soldier Field. The Score will broadcast live with real-time draft analysis from Hub Arkish, our guy Dan Pompey, some guy named David Haw, along with Bears radio broadcast team of Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, and listen to the guys meet Bears players, tour historic Soldier Field, much, much more. Tickets start at $30. Visit ChicagoBears.com. And Dan, I guess as I start thinking about the Bears draft, obviously you see it in the context of what the division will do. And you look at the number of players that will be in the division before the Bears even get a chance to pick one at 87. And you think to yourself, wow, you know, these other teams are getting better too. But the Bears have the one advantage that no one else has, which is continuity with their offense. Everybody else is making some changes and making some moves on offense.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, you know, the Bears have already gotten something from their draft picks that they don't have now, right? They used those draft picks last year on players who made contributions, big contributions, in 2018, and they hope that they're going to continue to make them in 2019. So, I think you have to step back and look at it at that perspective. But that doesn't mean that they can't find who could help them moving forward, you know, in this draft, because certainly Ryan Pace has done well in some of these middle to late round picks in the past, and I think there's a chance that, that could happen again this year. It's going to be interesting to see how they approach this, you know, if they look for specific positions or they kind of look for the best available. Usually when you're in the later rounds, you know, you go for need because most players are kind of in a clump anyway. So you have to look at what positions they might identify as need positions and then focus on them.
Dan, yesterday, Robbie Gould, the story was that he will not sign the franchise tag in San Francisco. He wants to be traded. You spent some time with Robbie in January. We all know Robbie's desire to play in Chicago, to be near his family. And the Bears, so far, we have not had any indication that they would be welcome to that kind of a reunion. Where do you think this story is headed?
Well, clearly, you know, Robbie, I think, from the very start, has been trying to force himself out of San Francisco. And I think, you know, this is probably something that goes back even before this off season. You know, he's just not very happy there, it seems. And in a perfect world, he'd be back in Chicago. And it's interesting that the Bears have not made a real move at the kicker position. You know, they've got another move left in them, and maybe it's a big move. You know, the thing is, though, at this point, you have to wonder, you know, is Gold going to get a contract that makes him the highest paid kicker in the game or one of the highest paid kickers in the game? And then do you have to give up significant trade compensation to get him? And then you start wondering, well, is any kicker worth that? But you also have to look at where the Bears have been over the last 3 years at the kicking position where, you know, they've struggled more than any team in the league. And you also have to look at the potential that the 2019 team has. You know, you couldn't live with yourself if you were Ryan Pace and, you know, you went into the season with Chris Blewett or some such kicker and, you know, the guy did the same thing that the kicker last year did right in the playoffs. You just couldn't live with yourself.
God,
so
that would be horrible.
I really think they have to do everything they can do to make sure that they have taken as few risks, as few chances at the kicker position as possible. And, you know, if that means paying a premium price, maybe that's something that they have to seriously consider. It's going to be interesting to see how the 49ers view this demand and if they believe that they're better off with letting him go or trying to trade him. I did talk to John Lynch a little about this a couple months ago, and you know, he didn't seem to be of that mindset at the time. You know, I think he was pretty adamant about keeping Robbie then, and he thought something could be done. But things change. You know, it's not the same scenario now as it was in February or March.
Dan, thanks a ton. We appreciate it. We'll be listening all weekend.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, guys, look forward to talking this weekend.
See you Saturday.
Right, that is Dan Pompey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.